Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody! Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live on the East Coast. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening as a somewhere else in the world, I would assume. I haven't checked the analytics on the live listeners, actually, to see where in the world people are listening from.
Where are they? I mean,
I just said there? I haven't checked it. I can't see that live.
Oh, okay.
I think I'd have to go somewhere to get that analytic.
I wonder where you guys are from. Tweet us at Crab Diving you know where you are.
But, I mean,
let us know where you're listening from at Crab Diving.
We have downloads from bots all over the world.
Or whatever. I don't know. Enjoy those stupid liberals. Fuck them.
Yeah, we appreciate all the downloads.
They will perish.
However you're listening to us, thanks a fucking lot. I didn't put my Invisalign in.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm drinking coffee. Right. It always makes me feel like
it's an odd thing to do when you have an Invisalign.
Well, and that my teeth are then being bathed in coffee.
That's nice.
Stuck under there, and I don't want to have to have stains removed every fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm vain in that matter. Right. Brown teeth, it just ain't my thing.
Right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
I hope the audience can hear that.
I don't think they.
No, that's too low.
They can't hear that. It sounds like this. Here, I'll do it. That's what the dog sounds like.
But it's plaintive.
Like.
It's not me.
Yeah.
There's like a
oh, no.
To it. It's just really deep for
it's
her.
It's assertive.
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving.
Yay.
CRABDIVING on the Twitter is the one we check while we're live. We also have Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Insta.
Right.
And I think we kind of have a TikTok, but we don't ever do anything on TikTok.
Yeah.
Did you hear that one?
Did you know?
That's like,
woo. Oh, yeah. You know,
I'm going to deploy the Kong.
The FCC told everybody. Advise Google and whatever iTunes is to remove the TikTok app from their platform because they said
China
is stealing our data or whatever.
Oh, our souls.
You know, I just want to say, well, okay, FCC, sure. Like, you guys aren't compiling data on
a
us
dude,
all the fucking
a
time.
Dude on the FCC. And I thought it was one of the Republicans on the FCC.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I mean, you know, they interviewed him on NPR and they were like, what evidence do you have of this? And he's like, well, we just know. So it was a little, it was an odd interview. You know what I mean?
Freddie Mercury trending. That's interesting. I was
Did he come back to life?
I was listening to Queen in the shower.
You know, I just thought of something interesting. Could we take live people and trade them for the dead people that we miss?
Well, no.
Okay, let's just say we could, though. Let's say...
Faithless Friday? Did I
Faithless
remind
Friday.
You of the hashtag today?
Jesus, does this exist? Let's take a shitty musician, and I'll just throw one out there. Kid Rock. Okay.
Oh, well, can that's we, harsh.
What the fuck ever. Can we switch him for Freddie Mercury?
Oh, well, I mean...
I don't know how that would work. That sounds like a Stranger Things episode or something. I mean, can we send Freddie Mercury into the Upside Down? Out
which
of the
I,
Upside Down?
Which I guess broke Netflix.
What do you mean?
Today. I don't know if the last two episodes or just the penultimate episode dropped.
Yes.
For this season of Stranger Things, and it like broke the internet. Right. It broke Netflix. I mean, right. Not the internet.
You know, it's crazy to me that Stranger Things, it's breaking the internet. It's about a group of pretty woke kids in the 80s.
I haven't watched since
that, since the first season.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't catch up.
I've watched a couple, and it's like, they're very woke and they're very smart kids that believe in science. So that's nice that people like that show.
So it's fiction.
Yeah. It's nice that people like it.
Let's see. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really do fucking appreciate it. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit on Amazon, we get a little commissione. It does not cost you fuck. Just helps us out here.
To any Jesus people that may be listening, I bring up Stranger Things and I'll say this. If someone brought me to a lab and said, hey, look into this tunnel. You can walk through this tunnel and go into this weird, supernatural, upside-down world where I don't really understand what it was. It's some other dimension where everything fucking sucks. But if you let me...
Are we sure we're not here there now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's actually Florida.
Did we get sucked into the upside down?
No, we're in Florida, man. But I'm just saying you would believe it if you could see evidence of it, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah, and I'd have some medical professionals check me for any kind of brain tumors or
oh yes, see Jesus people
or check my yard for any mushrooms that maybe seeping into the water.
Yeah. Show me evidence of Jesus, but still take the cross shaped object out of my asshole. I don't even care if
right,
Jesus
unless
fucking
I
exists.
Give the okay. Right.
Right. No, leave it in there for a little longer.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Can you turn it to the left? I'm trying to sit.
never mind. Whole bunch of key jokes there and wind-up jokes.
Well, Satanist, if you put a cross in his asshole
joke.
With his sphincter, he can fold it into a pentagram, shit it out. Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in the world, what the headlines are at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
The headlines at the HuffPo are depressing.
No, not really. It's God, he wears a lot of makeup. It's a picture of Trump next to a picture of Cassidy Hutchinson.
Yay!
And the headline is, has MAGA met its maker? Question mark.
Hell yeah.
I don't know why I decided to do it like John Wayne. You know why I did?
Why?
In a YouTube surfing hole, I just, you know, clicking on random shit. There was an interview sometime in the 70s-ish, I want to say.
Yes.
On Dick Cavett show?
Oh, okay.
Maybe 80s with Kirk Douglas.
I'm Spartacus!
And basically, they were talking about, I mean, they were dancing around the fact that it was publicly known at the time that Kirk Douglas fucking hated John Wayne and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
But they did movies with each other.
But wait. When you said...
Because of politics.
Okay. When you said Kirk Douglas dances around like John Wayne or something, or what do you mean?
He didn't come out and say it.
Right.
But they were saying how Dick Cavett almost came out. You know, it's not like today where he's going to be like, look, you fucking hated him, right?
You already said that because Kirk Douglas literally danced. Some.
Well, sure.
Do you remember?
So did Dick Cavett.
You know, one of my. Assume. Oh, really? I don't know shit about Dick Cavett.
I don't know.
I tell you what I love, though. 10,000, 20,000 Leagues Under the Fucking Sea.
Oh, yeah. We talked
Kirk
about that in that
Douglas.
Interview.
Oh, my God. A whale of a tale, tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two.
So, this interview, he was talking about how he. Even though they didn't see eye to eye, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Even though we don't see eye to eye on, well, everything.
Right.
You know, because John Wayne said something like, It's
Kirk Douglas was a nice guy.
It's a good thing that we took, you know, too bad that we took the land from the Indians. We needed somewhere to live, and
right.
they were running around in loincloths anyway and shit like that. I mean, he said stuff like that.
I think Kirk Douglas was a good
person, he was a lib. You know? I mean, for, you know.
And I want to say in 20,000 Leagues, now that I remember this, not only did he dance, he had a solo. He sang that whole sea shanty.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that guy was for real.
He was around forever.
He was John Wayne.
Spartacus, man.
That's right. Let's see John Wayne sing and dance.
Spartacus.
I mean, right now, either one of them.
I'll bet if I Googled that, it's somewhere.
Oh, thank God. Did he get in a musical? He surely was in a musical. What musicals? I'm going to play Petruchio and Taming
like,
of the Shrew,
and
you
like,
fucking cunt.
Like the Dean Martin show or something like that doesn't count. I'm not going to count.
I don't think Dean
like
Martin
later in life
would like John Wayne, or Sammy Davis Jr. would like John Wayne. I think John Wayne was a dick, wasn't he?
Well, Kirk Douglas said, who are we talking about? This is way before our times, even, and we're talking about this shit.
We're talking about a bunch of old dumb fucking white guys.
But Kirk Douglas said that John Wayne was the most professional actor he ever worked with.
Oh, come on.
He said the guy, he was there, he worked hard on the set. He said he, especially if he was like a producer or something, like he
right.
really worked. So this is Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said he was the first one on the set in the morning and the
right.
last one to leave. He wasn't, this, you know, one of these I show up for my scenes kind of guys.
Well, when you got to take the Genghis Khan makeup off,
that's
it takes a little
right.
extra time. Come here, lead-in lady. Let's go watch a nuclear test and get cancer.
We're going to drop this on the commies and the blacks.
Horrible. Man, we, you know, right, oftentimes I just look around when I'm out and about in Florida and I'll see, oh, I don't know. Sometimes you go out and everybody has thin blue line shit on and you look around and there's Salt Life sticker. What is this?
The desert wide.
Is that John Wayne singing?
No, but this is a YouTube video, you know, God bless the internet.
Well, that's, I'm God then.
What
I'm Al Gore.
What an interesting name here.
Al Gore says, you're welcome.
On YouTube, Porful Popnecker is the name.
Popnecker.
P-O-R-F-L-E.
Right.
Popnecker, like you would think.
Okay.
It's John Wayne, the singing cowboy. It says, here are clips from the various studio attempts in the 30s to turn John Wayne into a singing cowboy, and it's all dubbed.
But there's plenty of guys that can
like
do that.
Like, it's all dubbed, but he was John Wayne.
Oh, my God. John, can you sing it all? Help. I'm drunk. I'm
trying to find if there's a scene where he talks and then breaks into song.
Yeah, yeah. That Kirk Douglas, boy, that guy could do it all. John Wayne. Fuck
you. Sing the chorus again.
That was mighty fine, son.
His back to the camera.
Jesus Christ.
And his hand moving up and down the guitar. In a manner I'm suspecting is not producing actual chords that he's playing. I'm just...
What was it back then that every show was like about cowboys or Cleopatra?
Men.
But listen, or men. Like biblical stories or...
Well, what are they going to tell? Why are they going to pay people to write shit when they can steal it from...
But why is there so many like Alibaba movies, something like that? That's all over the
place. Because it was exotic. Now we have space movies because space is exotic and aliens.
We're making all that shit up.
Those Muslims aren't exotic anymore.
But we're making all the... I'm just saying, why are there... It just seems like there's so many... But God, it's like they're going
to
do
Western,
it.
People know I'm kidding. It's to the Western world. I'm making fun. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But like... It's just like, I feel like you're going to do Cleopatra again.
Undoubtedly.
Or even like Genghis Khan.
Undoubtedly, they're going to do Gilligan's Island again. Yeah, eventually.
Right. Genghis Khan was supposed to be a musical.
Won't you play the chorus again for me?
We're going to do...
John Wayne, won't you play the chorus? And this is 1935, so we're just squeaking out of the silent era into the talkies here. I know because I studied film history. And this is when they were testing a lot of these silent stars. And
right.
And a lot of them went bye-bye because they heard them talking.
That's the story of Singing in the Rain, Lita Lamont. Lita Lamont opens her mouth and you're like, holy shit.
Theater nerd story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it must have been a crate. I don't know. It must have been nuts.
It was Rudolph Valentino, I think, was the famous one. Like he was an international star in the silent films. And then they heard him talk. He's like, "Hi, my name is Rudolph Valentino." I don't think it was even that bad, but it just wasn't. It wasn't what everyone thought it would be. He just sounded like a dude. Everyone was expecting, "I am Rudolph Valentino. Hello there." And it was like, "Hi, I'm Rudolph. Nice to meet you, everyone."
Right. The talkies.
And suddenly, people didn't. He didn't work that much anymore.
Right.
I hope he invested.
Oh yeah. He invested in Bitcoin early.
Which I gotta start taking a look at now. It might be at bounce point though.
Financial shit.
Oh,
I just want to say one thing. You mentioned all the makeup Trump was wearing. Yeah. Made me think about there are a bunch of older dudes that do makeup bigly and it looks bizarre. Lou Dobbs. Lou fucking Dobbs. Is it just me, or does that guy always have 3 pounds of foundation?
Well, I think
on his
that's embalming.
Face?
I don't think that's
like we know you're old, I'm man. Who gives a fuck? Nobody's looking at Lou Dobbs going, "Oh, look at that smooth face. Oh boy,
can't wait to get me some of that.
Bring me a ShamWow.
Get me some Lou Dobbs.
Drenched my office chair.
Won't you sing the chorus again?
That was mighty fine, son."
Nope.
This is John Wayne not singing. Sounds good.
Yes, whoever's singing for him sounds great. And he looks like he's jerking off the guitar and not playing it. No offense.
This don't look like I'm jerking it, does it?
But no.
Just for continuity's sake, there were a couple times that he moved his hand when the chord didn't change. I'm just, I don't mean to be picky.
Is John Wayne like our, I'm trying to think of this British equivalent. Is John Wayne our,
I don't know.
It's not a British equivalent.
I can't think of, I mean, I'm sure someone over there will. But what do you mean by equivalent? Do you mean like star power or like talented actor?
Well, I see, because I've always thought of John Wayne as just was a great actor. Not a great actor, but like a big star.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
When he was born. Like right now, like sometimes they talk about baseball players, you know, like Babe Ruth wouldn't be in AAA right now. That, you know.
Right.
That fuck wouldn't
be able
to hit.
Wouldn't
be able to hit
rethink
shit.
his conditioning.
Make it one day, you know. But John Wayne, do you think if you said, let's say John Wayne's alive and we're having auditions for, oh, I don't know, some fucking movie. We're like, "Hey, John, grab that
Mel Gibson's working."
I think Mel Gibson's more talented.
I think he's a better actor. Yeah, yeah.
Grab that side. I want you to read with this actor named Matt Damon.
There's got to be some. Okay, no offense to The Rock, but
come on, Dwayne Johnson.
I mean, it's the big, strong, leading man action movie.
Dwayne Johnson,
and since but westerns
circles.
westerns just aren't the main fad right now.
John,
although with all the shit on cable now,
I think any wrestling actor could act circles around John Wayne, and I mean that in the least amount.
Well,
of
I don't know. He was when he was older, like Rooster Cogburn's a really good movie. He was
look
really good in it.
Look up a scene and watch him act next to Catherine Hepburn, and you tell me it doesn't look miss fucking matched.
Oh come
please.
On,
please. Well,
you can't put anybody on the screen with Catherine Hepburn.
Well, yeah. I mean, was he ever in a movie with like Jimmy Stewart? Could you imagine Jimmy Stewart's like.
What are we doing? We got to get out of this.
Yeah.
People are like,
okay, here, I'll do the show right now.
What's our audience?
The Republicans fucking suck. SCOTUS fucking sucks. Holy shit. Why are
let's get out of the John Wayne hole.
Are only the men allowed to celebrate Independence Day?
What?
Are men the only people allowed to celebrate Independence Day? Because what do you have?
Who are we asking?
Well, these guys out here.
Right.
Well.
The Stunning new revelations about former President Donald Trump's fight to overturn the 2020 election. Erection.
Right.
Have exposed growing political vulnerabilities just as he eyes another presidential bid. A former White House aide this week described Trump as an unhinged leader. Who wrote this? Oh, this is AP.
Right.
With no regard for the safety of elected officials. Yeah, we knew that.
I mean, they're trying to think. Listen, man, it's like somebody's got to write another article about how Trump sucks.
You know? This says Republican voters and Trump's would-be rivals in the 2024 presidential race took notice.
Oh, did you?
In Iowa, the state expected to host the first presidential nominating contest, which we should chat about
that.
What kind of roughly 18 months. It's that, don't they have that show caucus? And
oh, yeah.
Then they have a real primary later? Isn't that, am I talking out my ass?
I don't know. No, and for people listening, you're not.
It should be a national fucking holiday.
Yes,
every election day.
They don't want us to vote.
National holiday, day off, and just have it on the same time, the same day.
Well, then you're going to have to convince Sinema and Manchin to get off their ass and do something and get rid of the filibuster. If you want anything worth a shit, that's the only way. Or to get more Democratic senators.
Several voters they spoke to signaled that they were open to another presidential candidate, even if Trump were to run again.
Can I just take one moment? I'm sorry. One moment. All Republicans, please listen to me. Suck a dick. Suck a dick. Fuck yourself. This is what it took. Is this what it takes for them to fall out of love with a fascist? They literally have to summon a riot, and then there
has that didn't do it.
Well, there has to be a panel.
They had to be clubbed over the head repeatedly
And it's not even the bad. He ignored COVID, and 300,000 extra people died, right? That maybe shouldn't have died. That was the number they came up with. That didn't bother them. The fact that he threw his lunch against the wall bothers them. The fact that, he lunged for the steering wheel. That bothers them. Fuck them. If those are the things that bother them. Up till now, they're like, I don't know. Please.
At the same time, some conservative media outlets are issuing scathing rebukes of the former president. Aides for multiple we read the Examiner, right?
Oh,
yesterday.
Yes.
The aides for multiple GOP presidential prospects also indicated publicly and privately that they felt increasingly emboldened to challenge Trump in 2020.
Wow, you big fucking pussies.
Challenge? Where did that come from?
We are not allowed. Right. We are not allowed to let these fucking Republicans rehabilitate themselves after they have no choice but to stand up to this guy at this point. Fuck them and fuck the Washington Examiner.
Well, but we'll happily keep our mouths shut and use them until until we take the Senate back the majority enough to make Manchin and Sinema fucking worthless and get a bigger lead in the House.
See, these fuckers are going to rehabilitate themselves. Liz Cheney is going to appear quote unquote as a moderate, even though she's not.
Okay, I'm going to get sidetracked now.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's like, this is the rehabilitation of the Republican Party.
There's a supercut of the Wyoming senator race primary debate with Liz Cheney.
Well, I hope she loses.
And five utterly crazy lunatic people. I mean, every single one of them. And I retweeted it. What did I say? I said, fuck this timeline. Here, seriously, fuck this batshit GOP timeline where Liz Cheney where Liz Cheney repeatedly appears as a voice of reason. And the supercut has all these lunatics. There's five of them. Liz Cheney is one of them.
Yes.
It appears to be a woman, Liz Cheney, who's also a woman.
Right.
I don't recognize any of these people, that's why. A man and a man.
Yeah.
So she's flanked by penis wielders and non-penis wielders.
Right.
I don't know how they identify.
Assholes. This is the Republican primary?
And listen to this supercut of some of these.
Is there a terrifying Democrat?
This is for not for Senate, but for her House seat.
Is there a Democrat running?
Which
that,
might as well be, because that she's the only House member for Wyoming, isn't
right,
she?
Right, there can't be. I've been to Wyoming. They don't need it. Listen, is there a Democrat running against that could beat one of these idiots?
I don't know. TBD. Wyoming.
Well, I mean,
Wyoming.
We're going to go to what we call a lightning round.
January 6th
was a setup from the beginning. We can.
It's already the supercut. This idiot. This one.
January 6th
was a setup from the beginning. We cannot have actual. Oh gosh. See, I'm.
What a dumb fuck.
What we saw happen on January
6th. That was her. Now here's Liz Cheney's answer.
What we saw happen on January 6th was clearly an attempt to delay the count of the electoral votes.
Coronavirus vaccine policy.
He's the moderator, obviously. These are the moderators right. Giving the theme.
Right.
Coronavirus vaccine policy.
They knew Fauci had awards.
Oh, my.
For his work in cytokines.
Fauci had awards for his works in cytokines.
We know that Liz Cheney is anti-marriage equality, and we know that Liz Cheney...
I don't know about that. I thought she evolved on that one because of her sister, but
oh,
I could be
wow.
wrong.
Thank you, Liz. But she doesn't want you to do anything to your uterus. The government's
that's true.
In charge of that.
That's
fuck
true.
Her.
That's true.
Well, fuck yeah, fuck,
that's why I said it's, this Republican shit timeline is horrible.
No, but that's how the Republicans stay in charge. The moderates they go through some anti-Trump rebirth, and they seem like moderates when they're not.
The Overton window,
yeah,
has been dragged.
I mean, if this is a good time to get rid of them,
they knew Fauci had awards for his work in cytokines.
Mr. Fauci what? Is one of the most corrupt individuals in Washington, D.C.
Jesus fucking Christ,
these are,
man.
These are the other candidates.
What is going on in Wyoming?
In cytokines.
Mr. Fauci is one of the most corrupt individuals in Washington, D.C.
We are to oppose any vaccines.
Everybody ought to get vaccinated, and we need to do everything we can to protect ourselves from...
So who is that? That's
wow.
Liz.
That's fascinating.
Everybody ought to get vaccinated, and we ought to protect ourselves.
Damn, that's crazy.
Any vaccines?
Everybody ought to get vaccinated, and we need to do everything we can to protect ourselves from future viruses.
Wyoming residents' faith in the election process.
Wyoming residents' faith.
Uh-oh, here we go.
God, it should say it's Wyoming, PBS, and it should be residents' S apostrophe.
Even
and it says
public.
Residence apostrophe S.
Hold on. Can I look at that? That's crazy.
On the Chiron. Doesn't it say Wyoming residence apostrophe S? When I undoubtedly they're talking about plural.
Yeah. So it should be residence and then an apostrophe.
Unless they're talking about one person who had a question and said it's a Wyoming residence single.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have a lot of money. Listen, man,
it
it's
PBS
Wyoming.
They
don't have any money.
Yeah. Republicans really love to fund PBS.
And I think it's illegal to read there.
Residents' faith in the election process.
I understand when I talked to Mike Lindell, he did say that there was...
Holy fucking shit, man.
Hold the phone, everybody.
Is Wyoming one of these crazy places...
Hold
pla-
the phone.
...scary places where
yes.
one of these people could win? Or would a Democrat just, a normal Democrat would destroy them, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God. I guess you...
We do have Tester in Montana.
So we have to root for
but
Force...
But he's purpley.
Force birth Liz Cheney is who we must root for. Ugh.
Yeah, and we'll get to that judge that Biden might approve. You saw that story?
No.
We'll get to that. You're going to yell.
Oh, God damn it, fucking Democrats, man.
By the way, this woman is the one who she has since recovered from her and now she's I think she's worse off because she's saying stuff.
Yeah.
I understand when I talked to Mike Lindell, he did say that there was a small portion of voter fraud in this state, but that is alarming.
What about Facebook using the system to steer people.
Oh, shit.
We know for a fact all the major internets do that.
Sanders.
Great
therapy.
Job, Republicans. Yes, you guys are just amazing.
You know,
all the major internets do that.
There's anybody listening from Wyoming, this is how I feel after this segment. You're lucky to be here. Maybe not vote. Stay home and just enjoy the ride. You live in Wyoming. The rest of this country takes care of you and pays for your roads and everything. And I don't know, man. Just don't vote. Don't vote.
All the major internets do that.
He's got a really nice suit. I'll bet he's probably some rich motherfucker.
I should read more or learn.
Is the internets. All the major internets do
God,
that.
I'm worried about the major internets, though. I mean,
this is for House of Representatives to the country. For Wyoming.
Okay. Wendell, he did say that there was a small portion of voter fraud in the state, but that is alarming.
What about Facebook using the system to steer people? We know for a fact all the major internets do that.
The 2000 Mules movie is something that I think we have great concern about.
You should. It's a lying, false narrative piece of shit that is scientifically inaccurate.
Was John Wayne in that? Didn't he do the narration?
He did.
I was like, Mules.
he used the same accent he used in Genghis Khan.
The 2000 Mules movie is something that I think we have great concern about.
Voting machines that, are suspected fraud.
They're
voter machines that are, expected fraud. I didn't know they talk. They sound like they're talking from Minnesota. Yeah, true.
These people are speaking from an amazing place of ignorance.
Moronitude.
Voting machines that, are suspected fraud.
There are politicians in this country, Liz, beginning with Donald Trump, who have lied to the American people. He consistently has said that the election was stolen when it wasn't.
Ukraine.
Thank you, Liz. Now go ahead and subjugate the rights of women. Go ahead.
Ukraine is corrupt. We started it. We got involved. We pushed them into...
This is the internet's guy.
They got involved.
He's a real fucking genius, isn't he?
The internet. I'm worried about
He's got to win. If she doesn't win,
yeah,
just for our show, this guy has got to win.
Is there a Democrat that could... Is it?
I don't know. It's Wyoming.
Do they have any votes? I mean, do they matter? I mean, it's the nicest way, Paul. Does Wyoming matter? I've been there. I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, it is only one. I think there's
no
only one
there.
District.
There's absolutely no one there.
I could be wrong.
I've
but
driven
I think
all around the motherfucker.
Wyoming at large district. Yeah, I think she is the representative for Wyoming. So no, her.
Doesn't
it's not like
matter.
The Senate where they get the same amount of senators that we had in California, that we have in Florida, that I had, we had, we're living in Illinois.
Yeah. Can those people in Wyoming get an abortion?
In Wyoming? Oh, I don't
know if you still can.
Okay, let's see. Liz's last election.
Yay, Liz.
Let's take a...
Is her dad still alive or no?
68% to 24% over the Democrat she won in 2020.
So you want the same...
And this is after she was being anti-Trump.
Yeah,
Let's look at the previous one. 73%.
God, stay the fuck home, you idiots! In Wyoming, quit voting! Dear Wyoming!
No, excuse me, 63-29.
Stop!
In 2018.
Voting! Everybody says it's your sacred right. Not if you're a fucking Nazi, and not if you're gonna vote like shit. It's not a right. You're throwing it out the window. Stay home.
Yeah, when all this Trump shit is done, Liz Cheney goes back to being on the wrong side.
Yes! She...
On everything else.
She doesn't want you to get an abortion!
Unless maybe some decency has rubbed off on her.
They don't do
How
that.
Dare you?
No,
you're so cynical.
No, I am.
I'm right there with you, of course.
I mean, we aren't allowed to give these fuckers a second chance. Listen, Liz Cheney's an asshole. I bet, you know what, though? I bet she's good on the environment, right? Right? Come on. She wants to raise the minimum wage?
I can't say that.
Yeah.
Probably wants to get rid of minimum wage.
She doesn't want to do anything like that. Yeah, she does. She wants kids to work and shit. You're in charge of Wyoming.
So that's the HuffPo saying that it looks like Trump's kingdom of MAGA shit is being torn down.
I wonder, like, because when I, one of the cities I stopped in doing my little Shakespeare tour in Wyoming, like, and a lot of cities out there are like this. It's all like just buildings with fake Western facades because people go out there to hike. And when they're done hiking, they have to go somewhere. And so they make everything look like, what's it, Blazing Saddles. Right. So it's a bunch of normal stores, but with fake facades out front that make it look like a Western. That's all of the state is like that. What are they governing?
I don't know.
Right, there's no speed limit in a lot. Right. Literally no speed limit. They don't care about people there.
Over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the headline be there.
Right.
Armageddon.
Oh, is that the SCOTUS taking our clean air?
No, this is about all the canceled flights this weekend. Okay. God dang it.
Yeah, I got to cancel. I was going to go to the south of France to... fuck, I don't know. So I'm not doing that.
As the U.S. prepares for what some in the industry are calling Armageddon, travelers are bracing for a possible meltdown at airlines, airports, and security and customs checkpoints, not to mention hotels and hotel services. AAA predicts roughly 42 million Americans will take a road trip by car of 50 miles or more.
Why? Tell me... Now,
with gas as expensive as it is, really?
Right. What is Biden doing wrong? Why is he causing all of this that you're talking about? I know it's his fault.
3.5 million people are expected to fly this holiday weekend. Airfares cost on average 14% more right now, and in some markets have quadrupled.
Damn!
Hotel rates are up a whopping 23% since last year.
Biden! Is this Biden's fault?
All this is happening as major airline and travel stakeholders spar over delays and cancellations. The airlines are blaming the FAA for delays. The FAA is blaming the airlines and says they're flying on schedules that they can't physically support. Pilots are blaming the airlines for increased workloads and flying hours that they're claiming can now be a safety issue.
Right.
Passenger complaints against airlines are up 300% over 2019.
Well, that last thing, the second to last thing he said is the one that mattered. And the U.S. pilots are tired.
Department of Transportation is contemplating emergency rulemaking options.
I just picture myself in a plane. It's going down, and they're like, the pilots are asleep, but the cabin doors are locked. I'm like, wake up, motherfuckers! Wake up and pull the stick up!
We don't want to cause any alarm, but does anyone have any experience flying 737s?
No, oh, God, and they do that. They're going to like, put your head between your knees, and we're going to yell brace on impact, that weird thing they do when you get to see the cell phones of playing. Oh, God. How horrible. Stay out of the air. It's not time for air travel. I hate all this shit. The pilots are falling asleep. Wake up, motherfuckers!
London's Heathrow and Gatwick are preemptively canceling flights, and government officials are considering implementing surge pricing for planes scheduled to operate during peak hours. Travelers at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport, were there.
Oh, okay.
Frankfurt and Dublin airports are experiencing hours-long lines, thousands of flight cancellations, and thousands of bags missing and lost.
Oh, God, sounds like a great time to fucking fly.
One of the reasons is over there, the workers are striking. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Right.
Pay us more. Treat us better.
Right.
Make us work less.
I mean, because over there, workers have more rights.
Yes.
And they aren't, like, our economy is like, you know, do you remember the pandemic when everybody was like, oh, these
that's still going, you mean?
The
one that's still going?
Oh, yes. Well, the everybody that time in the pandemic when everyone was like, oh, these workers are heroes. They were calling these people heroes, right? For bagging groceries and waiting tables.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do agree. But then it just stopped, right? So now they're not heroes?
Of course not. They need somebody to look down upon and disparage.
Right.
And they need someone to fleece to make them believe that it's going to be champagne, fucking wishes, and caviar dreams. And all you got to do is work hard. All you have to do is work hard, Ryan. That's it.
Right. I tell you something, man. If this pandemic isn't a sign that more workers need a union, because then you would have like some sort of framework to deal with the pandemic, right?
Well, we need more worker self-directed,
right,
collective-owned corporations. Just right. My opinion.
Well,
not the government-owned, but these worker-owned entities that they're one in Spain is still one of the biggest, where right. The employees literally own the whole thing. American Airlines, I think, still is owned by the employees.
Oh, okay.
I think it could be wrong.
Right.
But brings that kind of democracy bullshit to a big corporation and the workers get treated better.
Well, you know, and the other thing is there's all this air travel and shit that, and also people are worse than they used to be. I don't give a fuck. We had this pandemic before Trump. People were in general nicer. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I could go to a show, go on stage, make a joke about how everybody's an idiot maggot. And I wouldn't say, or just, I know a lot of you guys don't believe the earth is round. Okay. So just bear with me on this next joke because it's important for that. You can't say that. Now they're like, uh-oh. You know what I mean? It's a different feeling, people. They're angry. I don't want to be in a plane with any of these people.
And really angry.
Yeah.
The whole mask thing. I mean, it's kind of great that they're, I mean, not for the COVID, but the mask mandate, they were losing their minds. How many videos do we have of maggots being dragged out of airports or off of planes?
The mask thing. I mean, whatever.
My freedom.
So politicized. It's a fucking mask, you babies.
My freedom. While airlines are canceling flights and cutting frequencies, Amtrak is a travel bright spot, adding to its schedules and running trains more frequently as a growing number of passengers are switching to trains short and medium haul trips. Wouldn't it be great if we had high speed trains?
Right. That would be.
What a thought there.
Well, isn't that in Build Back Better?
Thank you, American auto industry. What?
That's in Build Back Better. There's money for that.
That's why the Republicans hate it.
Right.
Good things are in Build Back Better.
Right. Joe Manchin hates it, too.
Because we're not burning coal anymore.
God, what a fuck.
And he wants to burn coal.
He's
probably happy about this.
I was going to ask.
SCOTUS decision.
Right.
He's not willing to change the filibuster.
You know, it's interesting the one thing that would matter. Both SCOTUS decisions are bad because, not both. I mean, the abortion thing and the climate change. Because, why are you putting legislation into something that's, this doctor on NPR is talking about how, she has to, you have to make, you got to get legal approval now to do certain procedures.
Yeah.
In a short amount of time sometimes. I don't know. And now a bunch of judges make decisions about our fucking air quality?
So that's the Drudge headline, is Armageddon. Supposed to be a shitty weekend for air travel.
God, I'm going to have to stop listening to NPR. It's just like I'm listening to NPR and I'm getting pissed off all fucking day. It's NPR, guys. What the fuck?
Let's see. We've got, it is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Everybody.
Right.
Welcome. Let's listen to some clips of some horrific Christians.
Shelby,
literally kill us all, basically.
Shelby, when is Jesus calling in?
Do you want Nick Fuentes first or Shane Vaughn?
Ooh. Shane Vaughn, please. I don't know.
Little witch.
Good choice. I chose well. This is good.
This is Cassidy Hutchinson.
This is already good.
Cassidy Hutchinson.
She's a witch? Is she Wiccan?
According to Pastor Shane Vaughn, Mississippi.
Little witch. Little witch. standing there lying on the president of the United States of America, the only legitimate one, and you're sitting there lying through your teeth because you are a witch. You are a rebellious Jezebel with your little lazy spirit. Ooh. Standing there.
What? Ooh, her little lazy spirit.
Wait,
does that mean she's got like an invisible lesbian sprite that hangs around her something? Or does she mean...
Well, a spirit would be someone that's dead. She has a spirit
it
of
could
a...
Be.
Of a
what, dead lesbian?
I don't know.
Who is she?
Just trying to figure out Shane Vaughn. What's going
Jezebel,
on? This guy.
With your little lazy spirit standing there, and you look like you're a walking zombie. You lied. You lied. You lied. You lied. We know you lied. You know you lied. You're a liar.
Oh, they're upset about her.
You know what?
They are upset about her her little lazy spirit.
Yeah. Well, they said that they will, you know, these right-wing nut jobs, they will just say that about women. They'll just say, well, how do you know she's lying, Shane? And he would probably say, I can tell.
She's a Jezebel.
And you would say, how can you tell? Well, she's evil. I mean, I don't know.
Jezebel.
Why? There has to be a reason. Why? Why is she lying? Why do you think she's lying? Is he going to tell?
Little witch.
That's funny.
Little witch.
That's Shane Vaughn, everyone.
Wait, he never says why.
No, that's the only clip by him.
God. That's good enough for people these days. That's what Trump did to us. You can just say they're lying. And then you say, why? Well, we know they are. That's good enough.
That's the default, right? I mean...
What is that? Is that because a lot of them, and I by them I mean Republicans,
okay,
are stupid? Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
ignorant best, insulated in a bubble. At best,
I mean,
at this point,
and they're racist.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate women.
There should only be Christian countries. And that is because Christianity is correct. Some might say everybody is entitled to their own opinion and everybody can express their own religion. And so...
Now remember, this asshole, this twat... Yeah, Nick Fuentes.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Has literally told us that the point of everything they say is to move the Overton window.
Does Nick Fuentes... He has all these crazy ideas... Does he have the ability to walk into a Starbucks and order a latte without?
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
how could he? Right.
Shit?
I think he's in Texas, so yes.
Yeah.
They probably love him down. Oh, Nick, how are you? Let me make you a cappuccino right now, you racist fuck.
Yeah. Always remember, these guys have told us their point is to move the Overton window.
Right.
To say the most horrific things,
yeah,
and take the most horrific positions,
right,
so that they can get rid of abortion care,
and
you know they don't really think they're going to be able to take away the vote from women, but they sure thought they would be able to get rid of abortion, and look, they did.
Yeah, and you know part of that, and I don't mean to shit on Liz Cheney, but we are, I will. So what? That's part of the thing. We're moving the Overton window. She's not as crazy. Adam
right, there you go.
Is a teabagger, right?
Sure.
Fuck him. But now the Overton window's moved, so we're like, oh, thank God for Adam Kinzinger.
Right, right.
There should only be Christian countries, and that is because Christianity is correct. Some might say everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and everybody can express their own religion, and so people can have their own countries. And I would agree with that,
but
if Christianity weren't true, but we know that it is. And so if that's the case,
do we?
So what do we do?
Do we know that it's true?
What does he want us to do then? Okay, let's say we all agree Christianity's true, everybody. We all agree with Nick Fuentes.
Why do we? Okay.
But what do we? He wants countries to reorganize based on that or something?
Well, it should only be Christians in charge. Yeah, it sounds
okay.
He'll allow everybody else to live.
That's
maybe.
America. Isn't that basically America?
Yeah, sure.
How many people, what percentage in our government say they're Christian? Like 97, probably? I'm guessing. What do you think it is? The amount of Christians say they're Catholic or believe.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have, you know, people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle. Yeah.
That was a drive by Gohmert. Gohmert, you know, that came out of nowhere.
Gohmert ruled you.
Yeah, that got me.
And I would agree with that if Christianity weren't true, but we know that it is. And so if that's the case, why should other countries be allowed to be wrong? Why should countries persist? Why should there be governments and peoples in a world? What, do they want to be wrong? We have all these countries that are going to just empty out into hell when they go away. These countries are just places where the floor opens up and everybody falls into hell and they die. No,
we're there now.
I'm sitting here trying
with
to
you
think,
people.
Is it good that we have podcasts listening to him? I mean, you know, is it good that everybody has this platform? He's got a great Nick. You have a podcast years ago before podcast.
He's got a big fucking following.
Oh my God. What's wrong? People suck.
Angry white boys.
Is anybody
love him? Angry the Tiki Torch crowd. That was him.
Yeah, Nick Fuentes.
That's
right.
The angry young white racist.
So maybe Nick Fuentes can't walk into Target and buy lawn furniture without Nazi-ing out. Is he that?
No, I don't actually think that's a good idea at all.
Okay.
So we'll start with America. I think America's a good start. We're going to reclaim America for Christ, retake America for Christians. And if people have a problem with that, they can, you know, they can stay and live under it, or they can go somewhere else where they have different rules. And then we're going to follow you to those countries, and we're going to make those countries the same way, and you are going to become a Christian.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't, well, you're just going to have to live in a Christian world. But that's really the only way that it should be.
So Nick Fuentes wants to chase people around making them
right.
Christian.
But this ain't that crazy among Christians.
Right. No, they believe in this shit. Right,
right.
That's
right.
The whole mission thing.
This isn't pushing the Overton window. We don't have to, because this is what a lot of these motherfuckers believe.
And like, God, this is where, to me, these Baptists and these evangelicals really go crazy. The idea that to spread the gospel is like a mandate. It's not like, hey, man, you want to be Christian? It's like,
right,
that's their thing.
Right. Spread it with a sword.
Right. Shove that cross
right.
up my
spread
ass
it with
sideways,
a bullet.
Just so we're clear.
Little witch.
God. What a fucking shitty thing.
Whoa, narrow it down?
No, you know, it's just like...
Religion, Christianity, American Christianity,
no,
all
listen,
the above.
No. Just this Cassidy Hutchinson.
Yes.
She goes on and she testifies. Yeah, she worked for the fucking Schindler administration, the fascism USA, whatever. But she gets another lawyer, decides to speak out. Her life isn't going to be the same, right?
No, she's I'm sure they're keeping an eye on her. I'm sure she's got security.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
Fauci had to get security. Fauci, a scientist.
I'm saying.
Had to get security in the United States of America.
What I hate about people in America, it's you are on, people are not allowed to be shocked or they don't want anyone to notice. We're in a crazy time. When Obama was president, I don't know what you're face palming. You just read something.
I did.
I just want to say, when Obama was president, none of this was this is stupid.
Really?
There was
this wasn't happening, you think?
My God, if Obama would have said, when we were counting the votes for Trump, if he would have said, let's go into the, we're not going to let this happen, let's go take back the country. They're like, if Obama would have like, Biden, don't certify. That never would have happened, right?
Oh, no.
And it almost would have made sense because it
then it would have made sense. Yeah,
all
yeah.
of this shit. That's how we're not like them. Oh my God, this is so crazy.
There's also, of course, there's the art barn where all the kids go. And the cows drive the tractors. This is heaven.
Is John Wayne there? Did you just want to bring it back to John Wayne? This is Cat Kerr.
Of course, this is Cat Kerr with the cows. Oh,
cows are in heaven. Are the cows in heaven? One.
Yeah, the cows are driving the tractors, she says.
I tell you.
Driving the tractors.
Well, they don't have
thumbs. I don't know how, you know.
I'm driving my teats.
There's also, of course, there's the art barn where all the kids go, and the cows drive the tractors. This is heaven, okay? They also have the flower concerts where the flowers all come together and sing.
I think Kat is like having ayahuasca pumped into her nostrils in little puffs that every few minutes. She always wears scarves.
Jesus.
I think there's a device there. Just is like,
yeah. Jesus, please quit. Is Jesus making Kat Kerr believe all this fucking bullshit? Jesus is like, listen, Kat, tell, I don't know.
Well, here's the rest of it.
Flower concerts where the flowers all come together and sing.
Singing?
And they bring these vines up into the sky of heaven, these gorgeous flowers singing. And so all of these are things that exist in heaven to give you a little glimpse of what's there. Of course, there's the roller coaster, the rush in heaven that goes through the sky, not on a track, under the crystal sea.
These flowers.
Under the crystal sea, of course.
You know,
where else would... Would the Heaven's Roller Coaster go?
Heaven's Roller Coaster is broken right now. It's fucked up. You gotta go to another ride.
It goes through the sky.
I want to ask Cat Kerr, is there fucking in heaven?
The minute you walked in the joint!
Is there fucking in heaven?
Yes, that's what the flowers sing, by the way.
Not on a track, under the crystal sea. Wow. You can breathe the water, or even fish can fly in the sky.
You can breathe the water and fish can fly.
Well, I don't want to breathe the water. That's
well, you can, though, if you want. It's heaven.
Yeah, but if you even drink water fast, like, you'll die.
No, you can breathe it.
It won't choke you.
Sky, not on a track, under the crystal sea. Wow. You can breathe the water, or even fish can fly in the sky. I'm not talking about flying fish.
Where else would they fly?
No matter what you think of with the earth, there's no way your mind is considered some of these beautiful, amazing things.
That's where it cuts off.
I don't think.
She's out of her fucking mind. Cows are driving the tractors.
I think it would be. I don't think people have sex in heaven because I think it's a hard. It sounds to me like a hard place to relax for anything like that. If I'm like, oh, look, there's a cow driving something.
John Wayne directing movies.
No, I think I want to figure out what's going on first. Am I okay in heaven?
It's Cat Kerr, everybody.
Heaven sounds fucked up. Fish are flying. She's like flying in this. That's flying in the sky is just flying, okay? God. Flying.
Oh, it looks like this is... we'll play one more of these Christian assholes.
I'm celebrating.
Ooh, that's really loud.
That Roe versus Wade was overturned.
Okay, that's too quiet. We need the Goldilocks section.
I'm celebrating that Roe versus Wade was overturned. I'm thankful because of the fact that means that, you know, maybe less babies are going to die. I think that's a great thing. Okay. But, you know, God's word says that the people who own these abortion clinics should be put to death.
It says where? That in the Bible?
Where?
In the bylaws.
Where does it say in the Bible that abortion clinic doctors should be put to death?
Well, I'll tell you what, asshole.
We can find a recipe.
Yes.
For some stuff that you suck into your body when you don't want to have your cousin's baby.
You know, I don't know where it is in the Bible, but people definitely believe that here.
What?
That doctors that perform abortions should be put to death.
Well, they did one.
They murdered one.
Yeah, they got one here.
So you're getting your wish.
You people know, who own these abortion clinics should be put to death.
God,
every doctor of an abortion clinic should be put to death by the government. That's what the Bible teaches. Because
you notice they're slipping in this by the government bullshit. That's how they. That's how they say they're getting around their hateful rhetoric. Is that well? And by the way, that the Al Qaeda says the same thing. We're not saying that everybody should go around and kill. Well, Al-Qaeda does. But the Taliban were saying, well, we're not saying that everyone should go around and, you know, and cut people's hands off and do female genital mutilation and everything. But we just think the government should.
It's the normalization of the threat of violence.
Sure.
It's the leverage. We're going to beat you.
And then the name of the church is maintain good works. What good works are you maintaining?
What's the name of the church?
Maintain good works.
See, like, listen, I am honestly saying this to people. If you move to the South and you're like, maybe I'll get into the religion shit, I implore you, do not go to a place named what he just said. I don't know what that is, but I'm telling you, the longer the name, the crazier the name, the weirder the church. Head for the hills. When you say maintain Jesus's, maintain whatever the fuck, don't go to that church. They're into some weird, fucked up shit.
Oh, it's from Titus 3:8.
Ooh, Titus is a book?
In the Bible, yeah.
Is it the same Titus, like Titus and Andronicus from
Paul told Titus to affirm constantly that we who are saved should be careful to maintain good works.
Okay. Maintain good works.
These things are good and profitable unto men. Being good and decent. This is one of the things I'm surprised they're referring.
So why are you killing doctors that perform abortions?
Because they think it's good. Maybe that's just a phrase he's got behind him.
Maintain good works
underneath it. Let me finish this asshole's hate speech.
Creepy.
I think that's a great thing. Okay. But, you know, God's word says that the people who own these abortion clinics should be put to death.
Oh, yeah.
Every doctor of an abortion clinic should be put to death by the government. That's what the Bible teaches, because they kill babies. Amen. Bunch of wicked reprobates who have no problem destroying an innocent child. You know, we're over here talking about, oh, great, this is great. Yeah, but what about these criminals that are worthy of capital punishment because they kill babies?
Jesus.
There you go. And how soon? Well, they're already saying, and the homosexuals, hey, we're not saying that we should kill them. We're saying that we should just have our government kill them. We need to pass laws that say we can kill them.
I don't mean to fixate on shit like that. Could this guy, like, go to Radio Shack and buy batteries without wigging out over Jesus? I mean, Kenny, Radio Shack.
How do they make money that
way?
How
do you go into normal society and not look like a kook? Does he just compartmentalize?
This is First Works Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Pastor Bruce Mejia.
Bruce, you're a fucking
in
lunatic.
Anaheim.
Oh my
California.
God. Bruce, do you have kids, Bruce?
Three, four of them. Probably five, because there's a picture of his wife with there's four kids, him, and she looks like she's preggo.
Yay, squirting out kids. God damn it.
Pastor Mejia is a California native. He was saved in 2007. He helped to start a thriving church plant out of his home church under the training of his pastor. In 2015, he and Sarah married, and they have four children. In 2017, Pastor Stephen Anderson and World Baptist started FWBC of Los Angeles. Pastor Mejia spearheaded the effort as an evangelist for 2 years.
So stupid.
The church multiplied and hundreds of souls were saved, Ryan.
Okay. You know, that's not that hard to do, because let me demonstrate saving a soul for you. Shelby, come here. Listen, do you accept Jesus Christ into your life? Say yes.
You're going to have to give her something now. She
Yeah. But you know what I mean? That's it. And then you say yes, and then you're saved. Boom. We're off to the buffet.
But doesn't that immediately make you do good things and be open and tolerant and love
No.
and turn the other cheek and love one another?
No, it immediately...
It doesn't?
No, you go to the Golden Corral.
Doesn't that Jesus magic and take you over and turn you into a good, decent, loving, caring person?
You go to the Golden Corral, fill up at the gravy boat, head down to the fucking truck stop, stick your dick through a glory hole and fuck away, and then pray to Jesus, and then boom... You know,
and
he
then
died.
Pray for gay men to be killed. And...
Right. Well, he died on the cross, so you can do whatever you want. You're saved. Jeebus. That's a good system.
Oh, wait, that sounds like it's going to be really loud.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to be really good.
So, you have victory. Victory in America. Victory in the White House. Victory in the Congress. Victory in the Senate. Victory in the Supreme Court. Victory over our legislation and our laws. Victory, 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 victory.
This is Hank Kuhneman.
He's a pastor.
Prophet.
Okay, prophet, then pastor? Or is he a pastor as well?
I think prophets are above pastors.
Well, does he get a tax-exempt status?
Sure, I'll bet he does.
How? That's very political, what he's saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Have you noticed this country?
I didn't study civics.
You've been around here for a while?
I have.
Oh, speaking of civics, did you see the... Do I still have that story? There's a story that Florida teachers are becoming horrified.
God.
At these, some of these new civics books that they're passing out that has all kind of Christian-y shit in it.
Can I be honest? If you're...
In our fucking public schools here in Florida.
If you're a woman, you live in Florida, and you teach, I mean, at what point are you like, fuck it? Fuck it.
That's what they want.
I don't have body autonomy, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying the Holocaust was bad. Go fuck yourselves. It's not worth it. Sorry.
And that's what they want.
I know, but like, what are you supposed to do?
Unfortunately, right.
I mean, you know, if you're a teacher, nobody asked, when you go to school, you study education, nobody asked for you to go to be some fucking, you gotta what, be a warrior against the state that won't let you teach real shit?
Miami Herald, the biggie. Several South Florida high school educators are alarmed that the new state civics initiative, designed to prepare students to be, quote, virtuous citizens.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
What the fuck does...
Is infused with a Christian and conservative ideology after they got a 3-day training session in Broward County last week. Teachers who spoke to the Herald Times said they don't object to the state's new standards for civics, but they do take issue on how the state wants them to be taught. Barbara Siegel, 12th grade government teacher at Fort Lauderdale High School, said it's very skewed. There was a very strong Christian fundamentalist way toward analyzing different quotes and different documents. That Damn. Was concerning, she says.
Yeah. That sounds horrific.
Civics training, which is part of Governor DeSantis's Civics Literacy Excellence Initiative.
Excellent.
Underscores the tension that has been building around education, how classrooms have become battlegrounds for politically contentious issues.
Yay.
In Florida, DeSantis and the Republican-led Uber legislature, Waffen, have pushed policies that limit what schools can teach about race, gender identity, and certain aspects of history. There's another story. I don't know. I saw maybe one tweet about it. I'll have to vet it.
Yes.
That there are schools where gay teachers are being told to take down pictures of their same-sex spouse Jeez. If they have one on their desk in a school, and that they can't talk about their husband or wife if it's same-sex.
The part of
this
it that,
is what we knew was
yeah,
coming.
The Handmaid's Tale in the first 15 minutes is very disturbing because I think there's a sequence where it's like
where we are.
Women are fleeing.
Yeah.
The areas where there's, I mean,
trying to get to Canada, right?
That
in fact,
yeah.
isn't that the opening of Handmaid's
oh,
Tale?
Oh, yeah, that is. They're trying
the
to get
TV
somewhere
show is
where,
that,
you know.
Or at least a flashback. You could
right.
see her trying to get
trying
out
to, escape.
To get to Canada, and she almost makes it. Spoiler alert.
But, like, how, I mean, that's what people are doing to go get, they have to, when is there, there's going to be a, people are going to want to leave this fucking place, if you have means to.
One high school social studies teacher with 22 years of experience, who attended the state-led training session last week, said it's disturbing, really, that through these workshops and through legislation, there is an attempt to both censor and to drive or propagandize particular points of view.
God damn. I mean,
and they do this under the color of, that's what we're doing. by teaching that slavery was bad, by teaching that this country did some horrific shit and still needs a lot of work and is a racist fuckhole at times,
and they say that's CRT.
Right.
Well, if someone's coming from the point of view of like they're worried about CRT, then fuck them.
A review of more than 200 pages of the state's presentations shows the founding fathers' intent and, quote, misconceptions about their thinking were a main theme of training. One slide underscored, quote, the founders expected religion to be promoted because they believed it to be essential to civic virtue.
Wow. Civic virtue?
Is this Iran? Is this a quote from the Iranian parliament, whatever the fuck they have there? All those mullahs running around?
No one.
Oh, no, it's Florida.
In America signed up to live in the Taliban or whatever the fuck. Nobody signed up for this. I did not sign up for this fucking
shit. Let's ask a sample from a mile within a mile of us.
You know, just because we live surrounded by fucking lunatics does not mean that we have to be subject to their bullshit and have to be bullied. And they're going to ass fuck us with crosses. This is when the government has to come in, the feds, and say, hey, we're going to fix Florida. I mean, hey, the GOP went into Michigan and said, we're giving you an emergency manager because we don't like how you're running the state. When does that happen?
Though. We don't like that, though.
When does that? Why don't we like that? What's wrong with that? You're saying when
We used to have federal protections for that. And that's what they're getting rid of.
We need the state to, we need the federal government to protect us from Ron DeSantis and Matt Gaetz and Rubio. And
they said they wanted to drown the federal government in the bathtub. Shrink it to the size where they could drown it in the bathtub is what, Grover Norquist. Remember that asshole? That's what he wanted.
You know, for
and that's what they were living by.
For a second there, I couldn't name our other senator, and I forgot it. Rick Scott.
I was lucky.
my soul needs a shower.
Another slide noted that without virtue, citizens become licentious.
Oh.
And subject to tyranny. What? This is not a joke. This is not a movie, a creepy movie.
They're saying sin is tyranny, right? That's what they're trying to get at. Sin is tyranny.
They're saying we should decide what is virtue.
What?
The government should
decide what is virtue.
Impose virtue upon all of us and religion, because that's what the founders wanted. Because without religion, you can't have virtue. Holy fucking shit.
You know, it must be that some of the maggots just don't think too deeply about, well, of course, they're not thinking deeply. They're just racist thugs and they like it. That's it.
Another slide highlights three U.S. Supreme Court cases to show when, quote, the founder's original intent began to change.
What does that mean?
Including the 1962 landmark case that found school-sponsored prayer violated the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, which they said the trainers viewed as an unjust SCOTUS decision.
Oh, okay. So we're doing the buffet system. I'll take this. I'll take this. No, they were wrong on this, right?
At one point, the trainers equated it to the 1892 U.S. Supreme Court decision that upheld the constitutionality of racial segregation under separate but equal. So they're saying that shitty decision in racist fuckhole America in 1892, when they were really busy saying, well, you can have your emancipation.
Right.
But we're going to pass every law we can to fuck you and make sure that institutional racism is held high.
Absolutely.
And let's make some statues in Pensacola. This is that time, the 1890s, 1910s, when they were putting up all those. Racists were putting up all these fuck you statues.
Right. This is the Jim Crow law.
We lost the war, but we got to let those Negroes know that we're worshiping the guys that tried to keep them.
Is that what happened when the North, I don't know, when the North won the Civil War, did they not inflict enough punishment upon the South or something? Or whatever the fuck it was.
The Reconstruction, they sucked the South's dick too much.
Yeah.
Yes.
They owned people. They owned people. I mean,
there's also a lot of money to be made, and they had a lot of rich friends up north.
Right, right. That is the, that's the, is that the flaw of humanity? It's
greed.
Like, sure. People will try to see the good in people even when it's non-existent.
That's the problem of good people.
Yeah. It's like,
because bad people don't see the good in anybody.
Yeah.
Because they're fundamentally bad.
Right.
Ending school prayer was compared to upholding segregation, this one teacher said.
What the fuck?
In the instances, trainers called both of the rulings unjust.
Right.
So upholding segregation was unjust. They got, the Supreme Court got it wrong, just like they got wrong not allowing teachers to force prayer upon children in public schools.
You know, I put some meme up on facebook.com/crabdiving to the effect of, I don't give a fuck what the founding fathers think. I don't fucking give a fucking shit. Yeah, and read, nor do I give a shit about your fucking sky god shit.
Seriously, read or listen to Elie Mystal's book. It's amazing. It really tells the story of what an out-of-date steaming pile of dog shit our Constitution is, and how it was from the start made to rig it against everybody. What? Except the rich, yeah, white males that were in charge.
Why is that a crazy thing to say, that people in the late 1700s wrote something that doesn't really stand the test of time? It's 2022.
These people are following
fucking stupid.
These people are following scary stories that goat herders used to tell their kids around the campfire.
I mean, the truth is,
as real.
If I sat down and played Trivial Pursuit with John Adams, I'd own that motherfucker. Own him. Please.
On most.
Oh, what? Sports?
What about 17th century history?
I mean, he might have me on that one. And he's like, oh, you're going to own me? Well, I own all these people.
Right. I literally own.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually where that phrase came from.
Did Adams
own? You shouldn't use that.
He probably owns slaves.
I don't know. Not in the movie or
how
the TV show.
The wording of this is licentiousness.
Yeah,
and it's creepy. And civic virtue and shit. Holy fucking shit. Where do we live? What fucking religious shit fuckhole do we live in?
Afghanistan.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to the fuckhole.
We're trying to remain cheerful.
Yeah.
We've got, I'm just saying if there's any other horrible news.
Right.
When is Rush Limbaugh trending?
Did he die? Oh, he's already fucking dead. That
Biden announced his first slate of Presidential Medal of Freedom recipients, and they all deserve it. So everyone's bringing up the fact at how tainted it is now.
Well, can't they just
take
it away?
Because of that hate fuck.
Can't they take it away, though?
Rush Limbaugh.
Take it away. Take it away from that dead fuck. Dig him up out of his coffin, take the Medal of Freedom from around his neck. Who gives a fuck? Can't you take his Medal of Freedom? Why not?
Yeah, I would hope.
God, who fucking cares? Go take that shit. Fuck him. Rush Limbaugh. He's God, dead,
what
right?
What a
he's dead.
Just what a shitting upon of the Medal of Freedom, Rosa Parks and Rush Limbaugh.
I mean, we could at least, I mean, that's actually, listen, cheer up. There's every once in a while, if you get sad, just think like, Rush Limbaugh's dead as shit. I am instantly happier. I am. I'm actually smiling. Rush Limbaugh died.
Ooh, Megan Rapinoe.
What?
Megan Rapinoe got one.
Oh, really?
Soccer star?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And happily, proudly out lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, with her lesbian spirit.
Maybe Rush Limbaugh's Medal of Freedom should stand so it reminds us to not vote for shitty people because they'll do shit like that. I guess. I don't know. Take it from him. Take it from that dead fuck.
That's why he's trending right now.
Jeez.
The also Wyoming trending because of that. Because of that crazy debate last night.
That is nuts.
Let's
God, Liz,
continue.
Okay. Do you think she's going to lose?
I don't know what the polling shows.
I mean, they don't like
her approval
her, right?
rating is really low. Yeah, because Trump's working his ass off to get her right. booted.
But is there not a Democrat that can go in there and win? Can we send George Clooney in there to buy a house in Wyoming and run?
Who do people it's like? Be somebody. And, it's got to be a stealth Democrat. Like,
you know how I do it. Put me in charge of the Democratic Party. Hey, Netflix, send me the list of everything, all the Democrats. Send me things that they watch. And I will find the lead actor of their favorite television show and make that motherfucker run. That's how you do it. That's how you win.
Now that Jim Jordan is being looked at again.
Ugh, for what?
After Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony.
Oh, yeah, good, good.
This is Ross Story in a column noting the continuing interference of Republican Party members that they're running for Trump as the January 6th committee exposes more evidence.
Yes.
Political scientist Jeffrey Isaac from Indiana University singled out Representative Jim Jordan as the man who could be key to more information about that day's events.
Well, he should testify.
Well, Jordan demurred when asked to testify under oath before the committee. That's a nice way of saying he's not going to do it. Isaac said Jordan's participation is even more critical after comments made by Cassidy Hutchinson during her bombshell appearance on national TV, where she kept appearing to him as Jim.
Right. Will Jim Jordan testify?
There was a moment in Hutchinson's testimony when this question briefly sprang into view.
Yeah.
Was it merely the excessive anger and violence that boiled over, or were the GOP lawmakers basically on board with Eastman's legalistic fantasies that the Electoral College vote count might be obstructed with only a minimum disruption of violence?
Second, the one where they planned it.
Hutchinson commented that Jim had been trying to reach Meadows by phone as the Capitol was being breached. Jim was Representative Jim Jordan, one of the more notable Trumpists in Congress. The substance of the conversation between Jordan and the White House remains unknown because Jordan has refused to cooperate.
Well, fuck that shit. Jim, can't we make him, we can't drag him into Congress?
He was one of the most violent and adamant promoters of Trump's big lie, says this political scientist. After the violence of January 6th subsided, Jim led the effort on the floor of the Senate to delay and obstruct the counting of electoral votes. He is perhaps the most vocal and visible of the 147 congressional Republicans who voted to overturn Biden's victory. Let's never forget that, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, coach. You got to come in and testify. Don't you think?
He says, in the months since Biden's inauguration, Jordan has waged a relentless rhetorical war against the Democratic Party, promised that if Republicans retake the House in November, he will use his position as incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee to organize a series of public hearings to investigate the Bidens.
Jeez.
Hearings that would surely make the Benghazi inquisition of Hillary Clinton in 2015 look like a picnic, says this guy.
You know, Jim Bag, of course, people should look into your role in this insurrection, and you should be made to testify. Can't we investigate some of these weird shit that went on in the locker room that he was in charge of? That's Jim Bag Jordan.
Yes.
Okay.
He was assistant in charge of.
Okay. So you were the assistant in charge of all that shit went on. And then what is he in the...
He's an assistant coach, right?
Assistant coach. In the House, he's what? Minority leader?
No, he's not that high up. But he's pretty high up.
He's another assistant. Every time you're an assistant, something bad happens. You get people jacking off all over the place in your goddamn locker room. And now insurrection. Shame. Jim, if you're listening to our podcast on Stitcher, the podcasting app, are you ever going to do anything good with your life?
Jim Jordan?
Yeah.
He hasn't?
No. I don't know what his win-loss record was as a wrestling coach, but
an Ohio asshole, so obviously Republican. Representative Gene Schmidt, Cincinnati area Republican.
Right.
Sponsor of legislation that would ban nearly all abortions in Ohio.
Jeez.
Said on conservative talk radio earlier this week.
Right.
That her bill is likely to pass after the November elections in the legislative session.
Yeah.
I do believe we have votes in both chambers and we have the full support of the governor on this bill. She said, go ahead.
What if you're in the middle of you're a doctor, you're in the middle of a procedure or something, and you're saying, oh my God, look at all this bleeding. I have to do something so my patient doesn't die. Did they have to call like some lawyer and say, hey, am I allowed to do this thing? And then I'll have to say, well, show me, fax me over the charts.
Two doctors, right? In some of these states, they're saying two doctors have to sign off on the fact that she's dying.
You know, and also there's a problem, like if you're at a hospital and that kind of, an abortive procedure, something like that has to happen to save the mother, oftentimes there's not someone there that does that.
Right.
And what if you're at a Catholic hospital? I mean, this is, we have to be, do we want to live in the caveman times? Are we just going to start beating each other over the head with rocks?
The bill in Ohio that this asshole, Gene Schmidt, Republican, needs not to be said.
Boo.
Also creates a misdemeanor crime of, quote, promoting abortion for those who make, sell, or distribute drugs or devices used to perform abortions.
Jesus, that's so stupid.
She said in her interview, this could be used to target some of these companies that have announced that they'll cover cost of employee travel. So they're going to go after criminally these companies that promote abortion.
God.
Or they're thinking of, in other states, they're going to do the civil thing like they did in Texas. They think that's their magic bullet now, is that they're going to just make it, well, it's not criminalized, but it's a civil penalty. We're going to sue the fuck out of you. Someone can say, he helped drive her across the state to Illinois to get her abortion.
Yeah.
We get to sue him for $10,000.
What about a... Okay.
Her company gave her the day off to go get an abortion. We get to sue the company for $10,000.
You know, there's a prosecutor in Austin, Texas, that said he wouldn't prosecute any of these crimes. Like...
Yes.
So, that's Texas, right? So, what happens to him?
Well, it's Austin.
Well, it's Austin. But what happens to him, though?
The state passes some law to override whatever he says.
Yeah. So people are just relying.
That's what Republicans don't like.
Yeah.
Having local autonomous government.
Right. Right.
They're not into states' rights unless.
Because that guy's a quote unquote.
When the state doesn't do something they want.
Right,
yeah.
He's not going after these women.
Are they into states' rights now to pass pro-choice laws?
No. Fuck no.
How into states' rights are they all of a sudden? She also said that babies conceived via rape or incest still have a right to life. So there will be no exceptions in her law to rape or incest. So an 11-year-old gets raped by her uncle.
You're raising it. Or you're going to put
congratulations,
it up for adoption
kid,
or something.
You've got to raise that kid.
When people talk about like just raise a kid and put it up for adoption, what they never take into you never hear anybody say an abortion is a lot safer than going through with a pregnancy. No one ever says that. They don't talk about that. I mean, they're straight up. I listened to some show where these women were sharing their stories about getting an abortion in the 70s, and a lot of them, more than one person said, back then, if I couldn't have got that abortion, I might have killed myself.
Listen to this. What about rape and incest, they say? And she says, rape and incest is an ugly, ugly, ugly act of violence. And that That woman is truly harmed and scarred, and those wounds will never go away. But we need to make sure she has all of the love and help and support. But to end the pregnancy of the child is not going to erase those wounds or those scars. That child still has the right to life.
And you're saying, God, that is so...
It supersedes her right to life. That's the whole thing we're talking about. It doesn't... You can't grab somebody and say, hey, we found out from the national database that your kidney matches. We've got somebody you hate. We've got a black man right. that needs a maggot. We've got a black man or somebody that was here illegally that needs a kidney. And the state has decided that you have to donate it. So we're going to throw you down and cut your fucking kidney out, you asshole.
Yeah.
We can't do that. We can't force someone to save the life of another by hurting themselves. And that's what these Christians are asking women to do.
Right. It's fucked up. I mean, that
you know, forcing women to do.
A fetus can't live outside the body, right? I mean, it can't.
Right.
I mean, you can't say, like, hey, fetus, what's your favorite color? You know, it's.
So, and listen to this tap dancing.
What's your birthday?
This tap dancing Christo fascist. So they asked this asshole, Representative Jean, what's her name? Schmidt. Christo fascist from Ohio. As a leader in the House of Representatives, would you not vote to ban birth control pills in Ohio? Not morning after pills.
Birth control pills. That.
She says, you know, that's another issue for another day.
Holy shit. Lots of people are on birth control and you just can't.
I'm going to have to listen to both sides of that debate. But right now, what I'm really concerned about is the life of the child and the fact that we have the opportunity in Ohio to protect it from conception until its natural death. That's what I'm most excited about.
You know, if you take birth control away, people aren't just going to stop taking birth control if they're on it. They're going to get it from, they'll order it from Mexico or some other fucking place. It'll just make it harder for them to get birth control.
The interviewer says, would you vote against gay marriage in Ohio? You know, Bill, that's another decision for another day.
God, go fuck yourself. How, a decision for another day? My God. You fucking assholes.
When asked about companies offering to pay their employees travel to decent free states,
yes,
that aren't birth slavery states,
right?
She said, if the companies want to do that, they better make sure that they're complying with the laws of the states that allow them to do that. Because in House Bill 598, it says anybody that promotes an abortion will be under the issues of criminal activity. They might have a problem with sending someone outside the state with a paycheck in hand, because that would be, in some legal eyes, promoting abortion. So she's threatening businesses.
Oh my God.
They're threatening the businesses that if you don't follow their Christian fascism,
it's our way.
They're going to throw you in jail.
Well, I think they want to throw you in jail anyway. Like, in Pensacola, we just had another huge jail erected.
Ooh.
They want to throw people in that. That's what they want to do. That's probably what the cops like about this. It's like, this is an opportunity. All these abortion laws, they probably see it as an opportunity to engage with the public, to arrest, to ticket, to cite, to jail. This is fucked up. They love it.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dala moku. Mandakishiti kolora bashata.
These people are running our country.
And some of them might listen to that and think it's stupid, but guess what? You're talking to something in the sky. You have no room to talk. You know what I mean?
So that's humiliating. Just dumb. Yeah.
Hey, Yoda. Hey, here's my prayer. Can I share it? This is how I pray.
Sure,
you ready? Mort calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mort calling Orson. That's how I pray. Nanu. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nanu, nanu.
Right. Shazbot.
Despite these alleged denials by one of supposedly Trump's more testicular remora-like followers.
Stephen Miller?
Jason no, this Miller? This Secret Service guy who's willing to testify that none of that happened. The Trump didn't argue and lunge for the.
Is this Engel? Robert Engel?
I don't know if the guy's name. But that's the one who they've been saying. Well, it's that discredits every word that she said, that Cassidy Hutchinson said, everything. Just that one detail,
right?
That she heard from someone that he lunged from the. He lunged for the steering wheel. She never said in. She said a whole bunch of things that she said she witnessed and heard herself.
Right.
And they're saying everything she said was hearsay. It was somebody told her that something, and it was wrong to begin with. Because yeah. He didn't go grab that steering wheel because that Secret Service agent then he didn't. Boo boo.
Well, that's no problem. Just come in to the committee and testify under oath.
And then we find out
and tell
right,
your side.
Right. Right. Gargle she's through the Trump cum, yeah. Secret Service agent.
See, she's the one testifying. And what I think Velshi or somebody had the story that she was that weird company that they were raising money for with all those emails,
mm-hmm.
Trump's emails, the election to, what's that thing called? The Election Defense Fund?
Yes.
That didn't fund exist. Was paying the legal fees of people that work for Trump. And they were paying Cassidy Hutchinson's fees, and then she stopped and got a new lawyer and testified. So all these people, their legal bills are getting paid by that fucking fund.
But now a bunch of people had talked to CNN.
Yes.
That... but it's true that he may not have, you know, technically lunged at the steering wheel, but he tried to like climb into toward the front seat or something. Yes. And that the rumors have been going around since that day. This is not the first
right
that she's making this shit up.
Yeah.
You know, they say sources say circulating rumors about the incident were similar to the testimony given to the January 6th committee from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, who said she heard a story about how Trump allegedly lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab hold of the steering wheel of the presidential vehicle. The details reportedly differ, but the sources say they were told that an angry confrontation did occur. One source, a longtime Secret Service employee, said the agents described Trump as demanding and saying something to, "I'm the fucking president of the United States. You can't tell me what to do."
Nobody is disputing the fact that he wanted to go to the Capitol. They're disputing, they're talking about he didn't lunge.
The source said he had sort of lunged forward. It was unclear from the conversations I had if he actually made physical contact, but he might have, I don't know. Nobody said Trump assaulted them. They said he tried to lunge over the seat. For what reason, nobody had any idea.
Nobody assaulted. Trump didn't assault people the way that guy did Rudy Giuliani, you know.
I'm glad he's recovering. Is he in a full body cast?
And does he have a neck brace on?
Yeah, he's on a ventilator right now.
I'm in a closet.
In a wheelchair.
The sources say that story has been circulating since it happened last year.
Right.
Other stories about Trump breaking and throwing things during fits of anger circulated as well.
Right, and if anybody wants to testify, testify, right?
Yeah, feel free.
Why doesn't Trump testify?
Trump fired off a 12-post rant.
Yeah.
Dismissing Hutchinson on Truth Social as low-level and a total phony. But several of her former colleagues vouched for her, arguing she was perfectly placed to report on activity from the very top.
So Trump won't talk. Has a select committee invited Trump to talk? Or?
Of course, I'm sure.
Well,
I don't know officially.
Why I'm confused is like he doesn't want to talk about it to the, but he's talking about it on Truth Social. So why doesn't he talk to them under oath if he's talking to them on something called Truth Social? I mean,
well, yeah. I don't want it to be too truthy.
You're putting out 12 posts on your dumb social media, but won't talk to the committee. It's
two to 11 people.
Yeah.
Laura Loomer is masturbating to your truths.
Yeah. God.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We're all
Jeebus. is in the house.
Look at the time fucking flying, man.
Bejeebus is always in the house.
We're having fun on the show.
Whether you like it or not.
Well, having fun with Jesus, you mean?
No, I mean, I said Jesus is in the house, and I said he's always in the house, oh, whether yeah. you like it's it creepy. Or not. Watches but I'm an atheist. I don't want Jesus in my house. Is he just like tough shit? I'm the ultimate
power.
Yeah, man,
power. God's with you all the time. Man.
Is God even like... Is God even...
Show! You have victory! Victory in America! Victory in the White House! Victory in the Congress! Victory in the Senate! Victory in the Supreme Court! Victory over our legislation and our laws! Victory! 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 In our states! Hey! Show!
I've run out of shit to say, so I'm gonna be taken over by the Holy Spirit. Shalala boo boo laga laga tika da ba da horo ba da tika da na ma na.
Sing a ding dong dingy. But is this normal church service that he's running?
Probably.
Holy
shit. Probably
his
typical Wednesday night.
I gotta tell you something. I went to church as a kid, and it was never like this. This seems exciting.
Hey, show ba laga laga.
I feel like doing this in the face of the devil because of Roe versus Wade. I'm not going to be a religious pastor, a religious Christian. We can't celebrate. We can't gloat. We always have to listen. We have to think about the people that are hurt and upset. What about the babies? 68 million of them.
Are you listening to that? Is that a synthesizer or a guitar? Is that wow?
Oh, I think
wah.
He's got a guitar. He's got a band behind him.
Jesus, they're good, man.
Maybe not. I see a keyboard.
Wah. Listen for that music.
Yeah, I can't. All I see is a keyboard and maybe wah, drums.
Wah.
What about their voice? Who shall stand and cry out for those who have no voice? Na 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 to the devil. To the spirits of darkness. Na, na.
He's got his hand up on the side of his head and he's waving it, going na na na, like na 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 boo boo.
I'm gonna tell you.
Na 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 na. He's not speaking in tongues. He's doing na 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 na. He's saying
this is mocking.
He's saying this is fuck it. Yeah, we always have to be so nice and not claim our victories over the devil. Well, you know what? Na 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 devil.
This person from Juilliard on the keys is just like, you know, I'm just killing it over here. Nobody cares. Turn up the music, right? The vocals are too high.
I'm performing Chopin tomorrow, and yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear the music.
Man, I'm dripping with sweat, but I'm dripping with the power of God.
Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh,
man.
God got him right in the face. I'm dripping with the power of God.
Yeah, well, be careful.
Just, I can feel it. Give me that handkerchief of Mary's one more time. There's another upgrade of anointing that I'm feeling coming through my body. Come on.
What?
Hand me that handkerchief.
Mary's handkerchief.
I think Hank's.
Get it together.
No! He just blew on it. Held it in his hand above his head and he's screaming. So he's blessing it.
You know, every once in a while, I don't know what your church was like, but the preacher would say something kind of funny, you know, and everybody would laugh. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had a couple of funny priests.
Yeah, I never heard. I never heard this.
No.
And it was hard. Sometimes it was hard to concentrate. So, this guy.
The altar boys heard that, but.
Oh, yeah.
No! Come on, Ari, take it.
He didn't. You think he was looking for the handkerchief to wipe his brow? Wipe his brow? He didn't. He grabbed it and he's casting some Jesus magic on it.
Yeah, it's Mary's handkerchief.
He was blowing on it, oddly, and then he held it up in the air and he's going.
To sell him. He said, give me one of those Mary handkerchiefs.
Is he going to sell it?
I think it's selling because they're anointed.
Man.
Jesus, guys, read some books or do something to make yourself too smart for Hank Kudamon.
Oh, right, man.
Good luck.
Buy a little vial of his taint sweat.
You know, if that's all it takes, this the taint sweat of Hank Kudamon to make people lose their minds, then Yeah. What is it? Education?
People milking my ball hairs for Jesus.
Why is he convincing people on Sunday to milk his ball hairs? I thought you were doing that with a sound effect you were playing, and I was like,
"No, that was my mouth."
That's impressive.
My voiceover demo is available. This has like 20 more seconds.
Come on, Ari, take it. We release that anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's guitar.
I love you. To the devil. Na 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 na.
God, there are a lot of white people in this room with him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You think what's wrong with
Hank is
like...
There's some young people. That's terrifying.
Yeah. He didn't learn how to play an instrument, but he wanted to be in a band.
That's profit for profit.
So he's like, I'll be a prophet.
Hank Kuhneman.
I don't want to go to guitar lessons. I don't want to learn to play the piano, but I want to be in a band. I don't want to sing. So I'm going to do the tongue stuff and be a prophet. That's how I can do it.
Banana.
I mean, he's a star of this, right?
It's
weird. It's like, how do these Christians go to... Doesn't that conflict with your belief in Jesus and like the one God, but yet you're waiting to see what this guy says with his tongue talking? You're not worshiping. They're not worshiping him, but he is a prophet.
I don't think it's a coincidence that Roe versus Wade gets overturned in the month of June when I'm seeing more and more people stand up and say, there is something wrong with this pride movement. There is something wrong with the things that they're pushing, and now people are talking about making it a holiday, which I think they should, and I think we should take the whole month and celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade and make.
He's talking about a holiday to celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade. They want a holiday,
right,
to celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Well, man, this guy is the reason he's like, lately people are saying bad things about gay people and saying it's because it's Pride Month. And this is when you guys say shit, right?
And every other month. But this is true. This is like Christmas for them.
Who's that one guy? We don't play him anymore.
This is Liberty Baptist Church, Tommy McMurty.
Oh, my God, Tommy. But who's the who's the one guy that always says homophobic shit that we used to play all the time? He's like homosexual. American Family Network. He used to be a go-to. I'm Brian somebody. Boy, I can't remember his name. We used to play that guy every...
He got fired, though.
Fucking day. Did he really? American Family. This is Brian.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher, homosexual
Brian Fisher
marriage.
Here. That's Brian Fisher, everyone.
Yeah, the homosexual marriage or homosexual...
Homosexual marriage. Wait, do I have any Brian Fisher drops? I thought I had some Brian Fisher
drops.
You
haven't played that guy in a year, maybe. Is he dead? He might be dead, dude.
Well, he got fired from the AFA, right? And he lost his TV show.
Brian, we haven't heard from you in a while. Send us a tweet. Let us know you're okay. Homosexual marriage.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have Rick Wilds. No, I don't have.
He just can't.
America's new transvestite army.
Yeah, that's Rick Wilds. Yeah, I wonder what happened to Brian Fisher.
Poor Brian Fisher. He might have died in COVID. We don't know.
Let's see. Homosexuals are rarely monogamous and have as many as 300 to 1,000 sexual partners over the course of a lifetime.
What is the range?
300 to 1,000.
Damn!
The risk of sexual abuse in a homosexual household is much greater than in a heterosexual household.
What kind of research did you do on that, Brian?
Another time he said, it's time, I suggest, to stop the practice of allowing Muslims to serve in the U.S. military.
The practice?
Homosexuality gave us Adolf Hitler, and homosexuals in the military gave us brown shirts, the Nazi war machine, and 6 million dead Jews.
Citations?
Brian Fisher, y'all.
Wow.
Focal Point was his thing,
right? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, in 2015, he was ousted as their spokesperson.
How do you lose that job?
But he still had something going on there.
Yeah, he was not their spokesperson
anymore.
He was
just, yeah.
He was just a podcast personality. It's a demotion.
The
dog.
Man, he isn't Well, he posted in February this year on his Facebook page, Brian Fisher.
Right. God, how sad. Maybe he retired from the hate, you know?
American Family Radio focal point. Hmm.
Maybe he was like, you know what? My tab.
Maybe he's still on. Like, it says
on Media Matters. He's got so many entries on Media Matters. He's like, I've done enough.
1 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, gross.
I guess we just missed him at the beginning of the show.
That's nice. He has a lunch hour, right? So that's a big audience. Right. Yay, Brian.
Brian Fisher.
Actually, I really can't tell if he's still on. That was an older post. He might be gone. He might be off. I don't know. Who cares?
Right.
Oh, look at the timeline.
Jesus.
I don't think it's a coincidence that Roe versus Wade gets
overturned
in the month of June, when I'm seeing more and more people stand up and say, there is something wrong with this pride movement. There is something wrong with the things that they're pushing. And now people are talking about making it a holiday, which I think they should. And I think we should take the whole month and celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
What are you poking me for?
The dog's over it.
Right.
The dog's done. She's poking me in the leg. This guy's in Illinois.
Oh, geez.
Liberty Baptist Church in Rock Falls, Illinois. Hey, I don't know where that is.
At Liberty
I can
Baptist.
Imagine where it's at. There's a couple more.
And make this month of June life month. I say we steal it back from them. And here's the funny thing, too. The homosexual crowd should be the last people in the world that are even concerned about abortion becoming more difficult now. What do they have to worry about?
I don't know. The reproductive rights of all fucking women. I mean, no,
right, exactly.
Just that thing there.
Exactly.
Simpletons.
But yet, they're the ones freaking out
laugh?
The most.
Yeah, you
is
laugh,
that what
man.
I'm hearing? Oh, my God.
You're laughing fucking all these white racist homophobes.
Oh, God, don't replay that.
Hate mongers.
I can't take it. God.
Learned about abortion becoming more difficult now. What do they have to worry about?
No.
But yet, they're the ones freaking out the most. Why is that? You know why? Because they're not about their little relationships that they're acting like they're all for. They're about promoting evil and wickedness and death. That's what they're all about. And
the LGBT community is not only freaking out because of the obvious that you're tearing rights away from women, but also that they know you're coming for them next. And you're coming for the rest of us that are non-Christians next.
You know, tonight I'm going to ask a gay friend. I'm like, why are you trying to destroy us? Why are you trying to kill us?
Yeah, knock it off, man.
Please stop.
All those earthquakes and shit you guys are causing.
quit with the is gay sex cause climate change?
To worry about. But yet, they're the ones freaking out the most. Why is that? You know why? Because they're not about their little relationships that they're acting like they're all for. They're about promoting evil and wickedness and death. That's what they're all about. And the fact that the same crowd is so upset about something that does not affect them in any way, it just proves what they really are.
Jeez.
There you go.
That dog is heavy.
It was like, I just picked her up. It's like a medicine ball.
I was worried you might hurt your back. You know, hey,
might
this,
have to light up.
This guy, he's like these little relationships. That's the thing, man. They just can't imagine. I don't know. They can't imagine that two dudes or two women or whatever can have a relationship. It's not like man and a woman, Bible, puritanical shit. How horrible.
Get a personality. See in the last moments of the show, huh?
Maybe get a personality too. That's not all this. I hate women. Maybe that might help. You
know,
you.
When it comes to wives, I mean, when it comes to wives, it's the Bible says that they're supposed to, you know, they're therefore as the church is subject unto Christ. The Bible says, it says, let the wives be unto their husbands in everything. If I came home and my wife had a whole meal on the table. And I said, you know, I want pancakes. And she's like, oh, man, but I've already made hamburgers. And I'm just like, I have to have pancakes right now. she should make pancakes. You know, when it comes to wives.
There you go. There you go, Christians.
She should make pancakes. You know,
she should make pancakes if I come home and I want pancakes. How? Keep voting Republican, assholes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, surely less and less people are religious now, right?
We're
religiosity
hoping, yeah.
is dying, right?
But crazy religiosity is rising. Right? Even though
That's
the percentage
true.
Of actual humans that believe the bullshit,
yeah.
it's concentrating like,
right.
like if you pee in a jar and you put it out in the sun and it evaporates and the crystalline
like,
piss just congeals and turns into a crystalline form.
Yeah. This is like in when animals get pissed kind of thing. Like that's like saying the amount of snakes in the wild are in decline. However, the most dangerous snakes are actually becoming more prevalent.
Oh God, we don't have any, there's no time literally.
Jeez. We've
got a bunch of stories.
The animals are still out there attacking people. Fuck off. I see you.
Let
tigers.
Me do the,
I see you.
Let me do the big one. This is a public service for our friends. This is time sensitive in, up in the north for this holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Sharks are sinking their teeth into beach life near Cape Cod.
Jeez.
Massive man-eaters, including great whites, are lurking in the waters near the popular vacation destination, scientists have warned after a sighting shuttered a beach just this week.
Scientists warned!
Just know that there are large sharks here, says Megan Winton, researcher at the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy.
This is Richard Dreyfuss's character telling you that, right? The scientist yes. is telling you to stay out of the water.
And remember, there'll be a constant presence from June till the fall.
Covering fire! Covering fire!
Just in the past week, at least 11 sharks have been spotted in the region.
Go get them then, goddammit!
So there, we got to get the hell out of here. But,
oh, fuck these sharks. 11?
I'll have more. I'll have more.
Oh, yeah, let's go swimming.
On Monday,
be
more stories.
Out there,
join us.
Fucks.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern weekdays, most weekdays. And we're at crabdiving.com. Always available at your favorite Yay. Podcast app. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, you go to buy shit at Amazon. Ooh. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's out on the internet. He's out in the world at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. And his website's RatedRComedy.com.
It's all the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
I never tweet and I never Instagram, sorry. But, yeah. you know, they're there.
But
I see pictures of Shelby all over my Instagram.
Oh, that's true. That,
yeah. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great, safe, Republican and conservative-free weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.